Today's house Masech Shkalim Dov Chaf Alf, winding down our Masechta, this final parak, the eighth parak, Masech Shkalim. We have the first Mishnah which teaches when you have the different types of items that are found inside the Beis HaMikdash or in the area of Yerushalayim and around. So then the question is going to be, what's the status of purity and impurity, the Tahara status, the Tahara status? The Mishnah is discussing right at the beginning, Rok, which is spittle, that is found inside on the floor inside of these areas mentioned. So machlokas between Rav Yossi and Rav Meir about how to calculate and determine the status. Rav Meir is of the opinion that all of the rok which is found in Yerushalayim is considered tahor. And the commentaries explain that individuals who are tamei were not going to be around Yerushalayim, with the exception being the upper marketplace, where those people who would have a tumah, and that tumah, their impure status, which is going to be continued if something expelled from their body, like such as spittle, that those people are going to be frequently there. That's going to be a problem in the upper marketplace. So Biosi has a different calculation. Shalachek sees as follows. During the year, says Biosi, if you find this rock in the middle of the road, so then it's going to be tame. But anything that's found on the sides of that main road is going to be tahor. But specifically during the Shalosh Regalim of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, it's going to be the flip. You have this rock that's found in the middle of the road. That's going to be pure. It's going to be tahor. And anything that's found on the sides is going to be tamei. Because the Gemara in Amud Beis explains that during the Shalosh Regalim, during these three holidays of the year, the tahor folks went down the middle of the road, and the tamei people went down the sides. And the flip of this happened during the rest of the year. On the regel, you'd have Shas regel, you'd have the tahor folks telling the others who were tamei to stay away, and the others were going down the sides. And the question is, how do we know about this change, and what does it all mean? So Takan Chadatin, the Raman Perish Mishnayos, as well, other of the commentators on the Yerushalmi, comment that all of this is based on a halachic principle of Kol Yisrael Chaverim Beregel. It's a concept that comes up, we discussed this a little bit on Pesachim Yates, will come up again in Pesachas Chagiga. This idea is based on the Pasuk from Sefer Shoftim. It's in Perachaf, Sefer Shoftim. And over there it says, V'yeh Kol Ish Yisrael La'ir Ki Ish Echad Chaverim. All the people gathered in the city, like one person, all chaverim. And every Jew who came to Yerushalayim, which means, this teaches us, and we learn out from here, that every Jew who came to Yerushalayim had to purify themselves first. So we know that was the majority status. And they took the middle of the road, they would go in the middle of the road, and anyone who was tamei, anyone who was impure, went on the sidelines. So just for clarification, when we use the word chaver in this context, we're talking about, it's not a, doesn't mean a friend in the social sense. We're talking about a chaver as a person who's trustworthy with the laws of tumah and tahara, what they're touching. But what's fascinating is that the pasuk quoted from Shoftim, from the book of Shoftim, has nothing to do with tumah and tahara. It's nothing to do with the purity and impure status. It's about unity and trying to address the national issue of the time. That was the concubine in the Giva, the Pelegesh B'Giva. A council of people gathered together to discuss this, ki isha char chaverim. Now, not only is this context in the context itself, which is the gathering of all these people together to try to come up with a response, a unified voice, a unified response, and the straight pshat is talking about friends, but even the Mefarshim, I'll say this to them, so this David has a language, ayu chaverim paskama achas ki isha char. One decision of being together, the Radak says, similarly, Nesu kulam ki isha achad l'kanei l'davar ha-nevela, and to punish those who did this. So we see that there's a straight reading, a pshat reading, and something more midrashic, which the commentaries are picking up as the source for what we're learning in our Mishnah at the beginning of the Seitz Baruch. The powerful point for me in this is the fact that there was a movement to be metaher. There's a movement to purify themselves because of the chag that was coming up. So the coming together, the chaverim for Aliyah L'Regel, brought a motivation for the gathering to be one of purity and kedusha.